Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We're going to take your calls with him this hour. We'll get right to the calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Next hour, we're talking about the UFO deception, so get ready for that as well here on Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We need about 10 more of you to hit that website to set another record for the half. Just go to criticalhealthnews.com, and here's that phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, you do a great job again. I want to thank you.
Thank you, George. I appreciate the opportunity.
So what are you doing for Christmas, sir?
Hopefully it's going to be an uneventful, peaceful Christmas.
Well, let's hope so, indeed. We're taking text and tweets with Tom as well. And let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John in Ashtabula, Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi. I really enjoyed the rare exception of hearing two people on this program, and even too infrequently even on this program, that really took on the most dangerous and, I think, deadly powerful lobbies in the United States, with John Curtis implicitly exposing the military-industrial complex demonization against Russia, which could lead to World War III, which leaves out of the entire discussion that the United States initiated the aggression by overthrowing a democratically elected government in 2014 and then posed a pro-Nazi, neo-Nazi government.
All right, John, I'm going to stop you because we're dealing with our health issues with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. But during open lines, make sure you call in. You're more than welcome to talk about some of your personal views. Maria's with us in Sterling, Illinois. Hello, Maria.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I love your show.
Thank you. Let's help you. What can we do?
So I have a couple of questions. First of all, I was wondering if there's any kind of treatment or alternatives or supplementation for my dog. He's 17 years old. He's elderly, but I haven't even been able to take him to a vet because I don't have a vehicle right now. But I believe that he's got a lot of weakness in his muscles, like probably, I know that like elderly dogs have like a deterioration of their muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's like a nerve thing or just a muscle thing.
All right. Well, let's see how pharmacist Ben can help. And also, I wish Doc was here, our vet here.
Yeah, Doc knows animals, that's for sure. But a lot of it has to do with the food. If he's eating standard dog food, that can definitely be a problem, especially as dogs get older. I'd be adding in fats. That's the most important thing. You could either do it with, if you want to do supplements, get him on the ultimate EFAs and stick a little pin in the capsule and squeeze in his food. Crack a raw egg in there. That's a great source of fats. That's one of the underappreciated sources of good fats is eggs, both omega-6 and omega-3 fats. I'm talking about essential fatty acids as well as fatty vitamins. And then for the joints and the muscles, connective tissue building strategies like glucosamine. Glucosamine, which everybody knows for people for arthritis, is wonderfully multifunctional, number one. And number two, it's great for pets. Animals with arthritis benefit tremendously from glucosamine. In fact, you can find it in glucosamine in pet foods in pet stores like Petco and those kinds of places. They'll all have glucosamine supplements. So I'd be getting him on glucosamine as well, cracking a raw egg in his food, get him some fish oil maybe, give him fish as well, because fish has good fats in it. That's what you want to be focusing on, as well as good quality protein.
And Marie, also listen to the show. You'll hear Dynavite pop up every once in a while, and that's very helpful. It's helped a lot of people with animals, to be sure. And you've got a division, though, at criticalhealthnews.com for animals, don't you?
For pets?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, that's Doc's claim to fame is working with animals. He says on his show, he says, I treat people like dogs, but they seem to get better.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for pharmacist Ben?
Hey, Ben, Janice from Puerto Rico wants to know your thoughts and opinions on pomegranate juice.
Pomegranate juice?
Yes.
Juice, yes.
Great.
You like it?
Oh, my God, it's awesome stuff. Pomegranates in general are awesome. Pomegranates have always been associated with fertility because of all the seeds they have in them, but they're also an unbelievable source of nutrition, especially what they call phytonutrients, flavonoids and such. And the juice is really concentrated with those nutrients. Pomegranate juice is great. You got to be careful, though, with the sugar, because pomegranates they're not exactly sweet. I don't want to say they're sour or bitter, but they're not exactly sweet. So in the pomegranate juice, they tend to put a lot of sugar in there. You got to be careful with that.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I got a citation and a multi-part question. I just want to reference LifeSite News. You were talking earlier about these shots. They said that some people are getting the reactions of they collect articles from scientists and post them, but they said that some people are seeing things that are not there and hearing things that are not there and these jabs. I'm thinking of, I hope these truckers aren't taking them with these 18-wheelers. But my question, Ben, is about astaxanthin would be my main question. They make claims that has much higher antioxidant properties than vitamin C. I don't know how they determine that, if they look at cell cultures. That I would guess would vary from individual to individual. But they say, like, for example, also you mentioned a previous time, seaweed chips or something like that as a snack. I thought that was interesting. And also your thoughts on L-carnosine.
Okay, so there's a few questions there. The vaccine, I should say this about that inoculation. If people get the inoculation, they want to protect themselves. Best thing you do is work with the blood. Omega fatty acids, especially the ultimate EFAs from longevity, post-inoculation can help thin the blood. Vitamin E can help thin the blood. You want to keep the blood moving, and that's the best strategy you could do for post-inoculation. Most of the problems are associated with stagnation of the blood, which is understandable because you've now inserted a foreign agent into the blood, and one of the ways the blood responds to foreign agents is by clotting, and that's where a lot of these health issues are coming from. So keeping the blood circulating post-inoculation is probably the most important thing you could do, movement, oxygenation, as well as supplementation with the ultimate EFAs and such. Then secondly, you asked about astaxanthin, which is an absolutely fabulous nutrient. It's technically a carotenoid, so-called because of its reddish-orange color. Carotenoids tend to be orange, like carrots. That's where it gets the name from. If you've ever seen salmon in the fresh salmon, the red color of fresh salmon is astaxanthin. Astaxanthin has a red color. It's a red pigment, and it is absolutely fabulous. In fact, one of the reasons it's thought that salmon can perform these amazing physical feats going against the ocean, when they're going to spawn, they think it has to do with the astaxanthin powering the muscles. So it's fabulous for a lot of things, for athletic performance, for aging, for the skin, as a sun protectant for the skin. For dementia and Alzheimer's disease, just absolutely fabulous, fabulous substance. But it doesn't compare to vitamin C. Without vitamin C, you're dead. Without astaxanthin, you're not dead, as important as it is. So it's not in the same league as vitamin C. And then the third thing you asked was, I think you said carnitine or carnosine.
It's L-carnitine.
Carnitine is another really incredibly important nutrient. It's not essential in the sense that your body can make it, but it's really important for helping the body use fats for energy. In other words, fats are a rich source of energy, but there's biochemicals and nutritional substances that are important for helping the body turn that fat into energy. So any of the organs in the body that use energy a lot or that they're using fat for energy, like the heart and like the brain, are especially dependent on L-carnitine. Carnitine comes from the word carne because it's found in meat. So vegetarians are going to be out of luck if they're not getting supplemental carnitine because it is only found in meat. And animal products, but it is really, really valuable, especially for folks who are dealing with dementia or with heart disease.
Excellent. Next up, Wayne in the state of Washington. Hi, Wayne. Go ahead.
Hey, Wayne.
Good evening, gentlemen, and very happy holiday and very Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Thank you,
and
Wayne.
All the Coast to Coast crew. Thank you, George, for taking my call. Problems has been, I wanted to ask the question about why it is so important to have strong amino acids to prevent viruses. Amino acids such as that contain thiols or thiol ethers or an extra amine group such as arginine, cysteine, lysine, methionine.
Arginine
is
NAC.
I was just reading an article that was in The Lancet, which is a very famous medical journal, about arginine reducing the symptoms associated with this latest viral infection. Yeah, what you're referring to is a chemical reaction between sulfur, that's what thiol means, it has sulfur in it, as well as between nitrogen. With sulfur and bad guys, if you will, it tends to magnetically attract bad guys, whether the bad guys are microbes or whether they're toxins. And a lot of the really great detoxifying nutrients, like cysteine and N-acetylcysteine, which I think you mentioned, that have these sulfur groups associated with them, are wonderfully detoxifying. In fact, N-acetylcysteine in particular is so important for detoxification that it's used in emergency rooms for drug poisoning. When people have overdose on Tylenol or an aspirin or other drugs, they'll give them this N-acetylcysteine substance. In fact, N-acetylcysteine was actually, the FDA was thinking about banning it. I haven't heard too much about that, but they were thinking about making it illegal, except on a prescription, because of its real powerhouse detoxification properties. I don't know if it's because of that, but it may have been because of that, and it had been used. It became very popular when this viral infection came out, and I recommend everybody uses this N-acetylcysteine stuff just for general detoxification. In fact, George and Wayne, we're so toxic in our world, just the water we drink and the air that we breathe.
Oh, my God, it's everywhere.
The food that we eat. Everybody should be doing detoxification strategies. Longevity's got a great product called the Daily Digest, which is a wonderful detoxification supplement. Using activated charcoal can have wonderful detoxification benefits. Using bentonite clay can have wonderful detoxification effects. Zeolite, and that's Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, can have wonderful detoxification benefits for everybody, even if you're not sick. Just to take it, just from living in the United States and on planet Earth in the year 2021, you can benefit from these strategies.
Ben, I've been taking L-arginine, turmeric, vitamin D3 for years. Could I have built up an immune system and I didn't even know what I was doing?
Yes. Have you gotten sick, George?
No.
Exactly. Right? You know,
I mean, knock on wood, but I've been on planes. I've been in front of people. I've been everywhere.
But your mom taught you all this. You've been doing this since you were a kid.
Yes.
So you've really been hip to this, and it shows. You know, when people look at you, George, you look like a young man. You got energy. You're doing shows every night. You're traveling around the country. How much of that it has to do with the fact that you were raised with these concepts?
Well, that's true. And she's 92 and still going strong.
That's amazing. She's Your mom's 92.
She's got a little cough now. She was checked. She doesn't have COVID, but we're watching that.
That's awesome.
You know, you don't want 92-year-olds.
That's the power of
away.
Nutrition and good living. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who lift weights when they're 75 and 80 years old. And by the way, weightlifting is a great strategy for elderly folks.
I've got these rubber bands. You've seen what they are?
Bands are great.
And
absolutely.
You've got to. You know what you got to be careful of though, because
you step on them.
If you miss, then you move your foot, they come right back at you.
They could.
Former Senator Harry Reid of Nevada was on one of those things, and it popped and smacked him in the face and bruised him like crazy.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. But isn't that convenient? Those bands. You can stick them in your suitcase.
You just change the attention.
Yeah.
Anytime. Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Blair. Go ahead.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, thanks, George and pharmacist Ben.
Sure thing.
First, I have a quick prediction. Keeping folks in a state of fear eventually will fail because of the human being's tendency to get bored, even getting bored with being afraid.
Yeah.
And then waking up and get back to life no matter what.
That's a great point. I've noticed that people are starting to get bored with all this stuff.
Yeah.
The fear, they call it fear porn.
Yeah. George had Robert F. Kennedy on November 22nd, 2021, just a month ago. And my two questions have to do with what he brought up, pharmacist Ben. The first is the United States has 4.5% of the world population, yet 20% of the COVID deaths. So I'm not your opinion on that. And the second part, watching ESPN, I'm noticing in the sports world, NFL, NHL, NBA, there's no difference between an unvaccinated person and a vaccinated person and their ability to pass on the COVID virus. I'd like your opinion on both of those.
Yeah, that's a great point. We'll take the second one first. You know, the inoculation has nothing to do with transmission, and this has kind of been lost. It's not supposed to stop transmission. It's supposed to, supposedly anyway, reduce severity of symptoms. It has nothing to do with transmission. Yet we have this kind of meme that's out there in the culture that says that, oh, you're somehow anti-human or anti-society if you aren't participating in this inoculation because you're hurting everybody else. You're hurting grandma. That's not the case at all. The inoculation is supposed to reduce severity of symptoms, supposed to. Whether it does or not, I don't know. But that's its goal. It's not this has nothing to do with transmission. And as far as your first point goes, we are the sickest culture in the history.
Why? Is it our diet, Ben?
Well, of course it's diet. Of course it is. You can't.
Doc would say no gluten. No gluten.
It's more. Yes, that's true. But it's more than that. We have a disconnect. And I'm not talking about your listeners, George, because your listeners are hip.
They are hip.
They are. They're smart. They know stuff. But the average person out there doesn't realize that there's a relationship between the kind of foods you eat or the kind of foods you don't eat and how your body shows up. This is so fundamental. And because those of us who understand this, like your listeners and you and me, we take it for granted sometimes that the vast majority of people don't know. You cannot expect to be eating French fries and McDonald's and deep-fried bacon and all the crazy things that people ingest and not have it have an impact on your body, on your health, and on your immune system. It cannot help but affect these systems. So, yes, of course we're going to have 20% of the deaths because look at the way we live. And so what I'm saying is, and I've been saying this for years, but at an accelerated pace over the last couple of years, we have so much control over how our body shows up. It breaks my heart. It's tragic. It is so heartrending to see the way people suffer unnecessarily. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're innocent. We believe our medical model. We believe authorities. We believe commercials and advertising. And so we end up participating in behaviors that cannot help but have a negative impact on our health. But the good news is that we can do something about it. You can get on a nutritional supplement program today. You can change the way you eat today. You can exercise today. You can drink more water today. And don't forget, like the caller was talking about, mental and emotional and spiritual components have to be leveraged as well.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, you can call anytime, by the way. You can also call tomorrow, the next day, the next week. There's always somebody there. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. What if we had a test city where half the people were vaccinated, the other people were not?
Yeah.
They had to stay within the city confines for about a month, and we see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we do that? Has there ever been, the point is that nobody really knows anything about this stuff.
No, they don't know if vaccinated people get it.
No.
I want to know those statistics, and we're not getting those numbers.
We're not getting. Did you hear this, George? I'm sure you heard this. There was a FOIA petition that was made to find out to get data from Pfizer on this vaccine, on this inoculation, right? The FDA wants 55 years to produce all the information, the data. Did you hear this?
50, yep.
55 years.
Don't you think that these vaccines came out too fast?
Way too fast. These things take decades.
I mean, you're a pharmacist. You know about medicine. You know about drugs.
That's an ordinary vaccine.
These things came out within months.
This is not even a vaccination. This is not an ordinary vaccination. Here's another thing, George, what people don't realize or they don't talk about, is when you inject these things into your bloodstream, it's not just the active ingredient. It's not just the RNA that's getting in there. There's carriers that go into there. There's dozens of different carriers that go into this inoculation, and each one of those carriers is produced in a factory somewhere. And then the Pfizer company or the Moderna company buys these carriers from these factories. And there are tolerances and specifications for these carriers that are like 99%, 99.8%. So 0.8% of the carriers.
That's a lot. Ben, stay with us. Coming back, we'll take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll be back with final calls with the pharmacist in just a moment. Next hour, Charles Upton joins us with his work, The Alien Disclosure Deception, The Metaphysics of Social Engineering. Looking forward to that. It's just fantastic. And we're back with our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Just need five more of you now just to pop that website. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. I love it when you set records, Ben.
Well, you know what? I think we're hitting a nerve here, George.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And again, it's not really COVID related. I think people are just getting interested in taking care of themselves.
Yes. Imagine when we started, Doc started 50 years ago, probably 60 years ago. Can you imagine what it was like? I remember when I graduated pharmacy school and started to work in pharmacy, you were a health nut. Remember when they used to call you a health nut?
Yep.
If you supplemented or if you exercised or you ran, they say, oh, he's a health nut.
I remember going to lunch with Doc the first time I met him years ago with MZ, our owner of our station at the KSCO in Santa Cruz. And Doc pulled out a couple of these cases of supplements. And the guy must have had 50 of them in there. And he's taking them all at lunch. He's just taking them all one at a time.
At lunch. He probably did two or three times a day.
He eats too, but I mean, he did. Anyways, let's go to the phones. Carl in Boston, Mass. Welcome to the show. Hey, Carl.
Hi, George. Yes, thank you for taking my call. And
sure
Ben,
thing.
Pharmacist Ben, I really appreciate what you're doing. You gave me some tip last time I called, maybe half a year or a year ago. I don't remember. But anyway, you gave me the Heart Healthy Pack, and I'll tell you, I don't know if that's what it's from or if it was from the vaccination shot. I don't think that's what it was from, but my blood pressure dropped 50 points on each side to like a very healthy range, you know, 120 over about 65.
That's awesome.
And I was wondering, you know, is there anything else that I can do to be better? And I have another question, George.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're saying by be better. If you're talking about your blood pressure, it sounds like your blood pressure is great. But a couple of ideas for you for lowering blood pressure. Ultimate niacin, as we talked about earlier, is a vasodilator. It opens up blood vessels and reduces the pressure. Magnesium is a great antihypertensive or blood pressure lowering supplement. In fact, magnesium is nature's calcium channel blocker. Calcium channels blockers are used for as antihypertensive drugs. They're very toxic. Magnesium has the same kind of effect. And then the ultimate EFAs will also lower your blood pressure. And then just non-nutritionally, slow deep breathing is a great way to lower your blood pressure. Taking warm baths or sitting in a hot tub is a great way to lower your blood pressure. And just relaxing or meditating or doing body work, those are all great strategies for lowering your blood pressure.
Okay, what else you have, Carl?
Yes, hi. In pharmacist Ben, my ex is immunocompromised, and I was wanting to get her. I might not get there before Christmas, but you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe I could get her. What could help improve her? I don't know, immune system.
Everything she does from a nutritional standpoint will help her improve her immune system. I'd get her on the Healthy Start Pack, first and foremost. For folks who want to just experience the power of nutritional supplementation but they don't know what to do, get on the Healthy Start Pack. As I said earlier, there's absolutely no way you're not going to notice dramatic sometimes benefits just from the Healthy Start
Pack.
That's the hub of the wheel. It's relatively inexpensive. You can get it every month delivered right to your door. It's a great way to start a nutritional supplement program. You know what, George? We're starting a new year. This is a great time to at least experience for a little bit the power of nutritional supplementation. If you want to stop after a month or two, I don't know why you would, then do it. But at least try it. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. It has all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. Of course, there's other products you can get on as well, but that's a great starting point.
Doc has said to become a distributor in your area and get a discount for your own supplements.
Absolutely. It's a great way to...
Can you save a lot of money doing that?
You can save a lot of money. You can actually, if you're a distributor, there's tax benefits, too. You can write off things. You can write off your home office. You can write off your computer costs, your stamps, whatever you're using for your office. And it's a great business opportunity. It's a great way to work out of your home. It's a great way to help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program while you're making a little bit of money at the same time. So anybody who's looking for a little extra money or even a full-time job, when you call 1-800-949-RADIO, is that the number right, George? 1-800-949-RADIO, I believe.
No, 1-855.
1-855-949-RADIO. Ask them about the business opportunity or send an email, health@criticalhealthnews.com.
I'll give the number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets, final one, what do we have, Tom?
Ben, in from Carolyn in Philadelphia. She wants to know, is there a certain amount of acceptable daily sugar intake for a healthy person?
Yeah, zero. No, I'm kidding. When you're talking about sugar, there's sugar and there's sugar. If you're talking about the white stuff that comes in the bag that costs $1 or $2 a pound at the grocery store, there's really no upside to any of it.
No.
But if you're talking about sugar that's found in fruits,
sugar cane.
Your body needs glucose and it needs a certain amount of sugar, absolutely. But you want that sugar to be slow release, like we talked about earlier. And that's one of the beautiful things about getting your sugar from fruits and vegetables. And then another thing with fruits and vegetables is you get fiber that slows down the release. And also the water in fruits and vegetables is magic water. It's not ordinary water in fruits and vegetables. It's structured water. It's crystalline water. And that also has a beneficial effect on helping stabilize the release of sugar from the foods that you're eating. So get your sugar from fruits and vegetables. It's the best way to do it. And, yes, vegetables do have sugar in them. And the super sweet taste that sugar has is really very hard on the body. And if you lay off of sugar for 2 or 3 days and then you eat a standard amount of sugar that you're used to eating, it's almost repulsive because it's so strong and so powerful. You've got to get used to that amount of sugar. So, yeah, you need a little bit of sugar. Probably need a couple teaspoons a day of sugar, 3 teaspoons or so a day of sugar. But the best way to get that is from fruits and vegetables.
What's that old song? Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
You remember what that's from?
My Fair Lady.
No, close though. Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. And the other song I just played was from The King and I.
Yeah.
Michael in Denver, welcome to the show. Hey, Michael.
Hello. How you doing there, George and Ben? First of all, I feel like I'm talking to the god of nutrition here, Ben. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm learning so much from tonight's show. I had a question about niacin, but just listen to you. First of all, real quick, before I get into that question, I suffer from depression, so I was wondering if your company has anything, any kind of package that could help me.
Absolutely. Healthy brain and heart pack. Absolutely.
And what about de-stress?
De-stress is great for relaxing. It has the vitamin B5 in there. But the healthy brain and heart pack is the way I would go. And then as far as depression goes, as far as nutrition for depression goes, think fats. That's the most important thing. And fatty minerals as well. The ultimate EFAs, which is part of the healthy brain and heart pack. And then also the B vitamins are important for brain health.
Okay, so if I go on your website, I can
healthy
find
brain
that
and
out
heart
easy,
pack.
Right? Okay, perfect. Okay, so my original question was niacin. I know it flushes. You get the flush. I take the non-flush.
Yeah, you can take the non-flush. There's non-flush niacin. It's not quite as potent as the regular niacin, but you can still take non-flush. Or a lot of times the flush has to do with deficiencies in fatty acids, omega fatty acids. So that's why I say to people, if they're flushing and they want to use the niacin, make sure you're taking it with your ultimate essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs, and that will reduce the flush. And keep in mind, the flush is the blood moving. It's vasodilation. It's actually a beneficial effect. It's a sign of a beneficial effect. The blood is moving, and so it's not necessarily a bad thing, although it can be a little bit uncomfortable.
But I can take the non-flush.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and the last question real quick, I'm just sneaking in right now. CBDs.
Uh-huh.
I get drug tested on my job, so I cannot have any with THC.
Most CBDs.
The ones without THC, do they
there's
work?
There's no THC in the longevity CBD products. In fact, that's one of the things, the common concern is THC contamination. The Hemp FX line, which, by the way, is good for depression as well as for pain and anxiety and sleep, it's called the Hemp FX line, is no THC, zero THC, so that's not a problem.
Ben, I want you to explain this because I just got an email from someone who said, when you talk about the niacin flush, are you talking about the toilet?
Talking about the toilet?
Going to the toilet to flush.
Like going to the bathroom?
Yeah. That's not what the niacin flush means.
No, George.
No, I'm just reading the email.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Explain what it means.
The niacin flush is the flushing on your face. It makes your face red. And that's the term. They mean it flushes.
Caused by the niacin.
Yes, caused by the niacin, the vasodilation, the opening up of blood vessels. I should tell you this about niacin.
I think the listener was serious.
Okay, I thought you were kidding. No, the flush refers to the flushing of the face. Sometimes the face gets red, and also the extremities can sometimes get red.
How long does that last?
Like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, maybe half an hour. And it is a little uncomfortable, but it's not a bad thing. Niacin is so unbelievably multifunctional. It is the only essential nutrient that the body will actually make under deficiency conditions. And niacin deficiency is a classic sign of mental health problems. In fact, dementia is one of the major signs of niacin deficiency, as is rashes and as is digestive health problems. So niacin is incredibly multifunctional. In fact, niacin is used to treat things like social anxiety disorder to help get people off of addictive substances like cigarettes. Yes. It's phenomenally valuable, niacin. And deficiencies are relatively common. And like I say, it's the only essential nutrient that the body will actually make on its own Unlike any other vitamin, the body will actually make it under deficiency conditions.
Is niacin one of the Bs?
Yes, it's vitamin B3, exactly.
B3. Okay.
And there's different forms of it, and it's associated with, you've heard of serotonin, I'm sure.
Sure.
And it's associated with serotonin, and it's also very important for blood sugar control. It is arguably, I hate to say the most important, I never like saying that, but there a case could be made that it's the most important of all the vitamins.
Let's go west. Jesus is with us in California. Hello there, Jesus.
Hi, George. Thank you. Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Ben. My question is I used to love to drink raw eggs, you know, like maybe four or five at a time and just have a shake. But I got really sick one time, and my friend told me it was because of the way the chickens were raised.
Yeah.
And the other question is, if that's okay to go ahead and drink the raw egg.
Raw eggs are amazing. You got to make sure they're fresh. Your eggs are fresh. You don't want any cracks in the egg because bacteria can get in there. But if the egg is fresh, raw eggs are phenomenally nutritional, have phenomenal nutritional value. In fact, check this out. The shell is nutritionally valuable, and there's a little lining in the shell called the membrane that if you can peel that off, it's one of nature's best sources of George's favorite accessory nutritional supplement, highly ironic acid.
Doc eats a lot of eggs, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, eggs are incredible. Absolutely. They're the most powerful. Gram for gram, they're the most powerful food a human being can eat is eggs. Complete nutrition. It's at every single thing you need to be healthy is in an egg.
Isn't it dangerous, though, eating raw eggs?
You know, if the eggs aren't fresh and if they're cracked, salmonella is a possibility. You got to be careful with make sure the egg is fresh and the shell is not cracked. Other than that, a raw egg is loaded with nutrition. When you cook an egg, you lose some of that nutritional value, especially the fats. That's the thing about eggs is they're a great source of fats, good fats, omega fats, omega-3 and omega-6, plus fatty nutrients like vitamin D and vitamin A and vitamin E even. There's wonderful. It's just incredible. To a nutritionist, when you look at an egg, it's like the holy grail of nutrition, an egg. And it's so tragic, the demonization of this unbelievably powerful food.
If you go to the store, get your eggs, put them in your trunk, forget them for about 2 hours,
no.
Not necessarily too warm.
You want to be careful of that. It's a living food. It's got all kinds of wonderful live nutrients in
so
there.
So 2 hours is too much?
I'd be
before you refrigerate it?
Yeah, that would be pushing it, depending on how warm the car got, but that would be pushing it.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call anytime, folks. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben comes on every 6 weeks, as it does Doc Wallach. They revolve 3 weeks for one, 3 weeks for the next. So the next time we talk to you, we will be in 2022. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. But, George, have a beautiful New Year's, beautiful Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a blessed, joyful, love-filled 2022 to you and your loved ones.
You too, Ben. And what's the most important thing you can tell our listeners in 2022?
Stay healthy. Take care of your health, especially if you're getting up in the years. Do everything you could do to stay healthy, from nutrition to exercise to meditating to breathing correctly to loving your neighbor and being kind.
Super. Thanks, Ben. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, he does a marvelous job. And again, here's the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it. Take advantage of everything that's on that website. Or call this number because people are there who will help you. 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we talk about the alien deception on Coast to Coast AM.